Pod bot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good. But it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. Natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. In the futuristic Ruriden Memorial in Tokyo, human remains are packed behind walls of glowing Buddha statues. When visitors swipe a key card, colorful LED lights illuminate the location of their dearly departed. A wash of colorful LED lights illuminate the location of their dearly departed. Dying tomorrow, 5 questions for the future of death and mourning in order to anticipate the ways technology might change the way we grieve, and to understand how it already has, often in less than healthy ways, we brought together 5 experts on history, design, artificial intelligence, anthropology and psychology for our Dying Tomorrow workshop. We might worry that technology could be turned toward exploitation, rather than healing. In 2011, a funeral director named Jeff Edwards began performing alkaline hydrolysis in Ohio even though the state had not explicitly legalized the process. States that have clear, up-to-date rules on the disposition of dead bodies are all the more appealing for new businesses. In 2010, Kansas decided it was time to open up its disposition laws to emerging technologies such as alkaline hydrolysis. Everyone is an end user, and we will likely experience the death of others before our own. And each and every one of us has an interest in making it a good experience. We make change by combining our design capabilities with experts. The design challenge sparked our curiosity because everyone is an end user. Red states might follow suit, but through different ways, a religious transformation, or de-facto acceptance while de-jure prohibitions persist, with authorities looking the other way. Perhaps the globe will divide by this new way of death. For now I'm using suicide, assisted suicide, choosing death, voluntary euthanasia, death with dignity more or less interchangeably, in part because there seems to be no clear consensus over which is best. Episode 715 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Roger Marshall. Adios.